It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin held its annual convention over the weekend in Madison.
The meeting comes ahead of consequential midterm elections, including the race for a new governor and the opportunity for Wisconsin voters to reshape the state legislature in November.
Partisan control is up for grabs, along with leadership positions in both chambers. And in just a bit, we'll get a recap of the weekend's meeting with WPR State Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk, who covered the convention.
But first, for a look at how the state Democratic Party is strategizing for the campaign trail in the run-up to November, we have Wisconsin's Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski here, who serves as the state party's first vice chair. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, good morning, Kate. It's great to be here.
Well, set the scene for us, if you will. What stood out to you from this weekend's discussions among your party members?
Hands down, it was the energy. When I walked into the convention hall on Saturday, it was buzzing with folks who were sometimes first-time convention goers who were just really excited about the opportunity this November. Now that we have fair maps here in Wisconsin, we are two seats away from taking our state, flipping our state legislature. We're five seats away from flipping our assembly. And people just see this as an opportunity to bring back a Wisconsin where life is more affordable, because we continue to see that inflation is on the rise and folks are getting asked to do more with less. And it's really hard out there.
We heard the mantra at the convention, a Democratic trifecta. You mentioned the assembly and the state Senate, Democrats working to flip it. Also, the governor's race. Seven candidates in the mix, you know, going into that August 11th primary, all seven candidates delivering speeches at the convention. Will it be a challenge to get Democrats to rally around one person?
We are united, Kate, and that was really clear at the convention. And when I look at the seven candidates, what I get excited about is what their unified vision is for Wisconsin. They want to make sure that healthcare is more affordable. I was just up in Western Wisconsin and a family was sharing with me that they were paying $700 for healthcare. Now they're paying $2,700. Or a family down south was sharing with me that they can't afford childcare. The Republican legislature this month has refused to extend a childcare counts program that would help provide funding. And so these candidates are talking about real issues that are kitchen table economics, that are keeping folks up at night. And they're building, I think, an affordable solution for Wisconsin that we need.
There has been infighting within the party, specifically over the $1.8 billion tax relief deal that failed in the state Senate last month that Governor Evers had negotiated with top Republicans. How does your state party plan to unite Democrats specifically over that issue?
Well, something I'm really proud of as Democrats, Kate, is that we might not always agree with things. When you bring something forward, we like to talk it out and think it through, which is very different than the Republican Party. You look at Tom Tiffany, who is right now the Republican nominee for governor, and he has voted 100% of the time with Donald Trump, 100%. And that's not being a leader. A leader is taking positions that we have to take in order to be true to our constituents. And when you look at what that has done, I mean, Tom Tiffany, and as a result of him supporting Donald Trump, has taken healthcare from 270,000 Wisconsinites. It's taken away food share from 700,000 folks right here in our state. And so we're seeing real consequences when you don't have the ability to have conversations when tough decisions need to be made.
Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany has no challenger in his race for governor, started running TV ads in April. When you look at Democratic fundraising in this key race and others, how is the party planning to beef up war chests heading into the November midterms?
Well, when you look at the momentum right now with the Democratic Party, we have seen 15 Republican retirements. And even when you look at the last 24 statewide elections, Democrats have won 19 of them. And how we have done that is because we are willing to put in the work. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk, and we go and visit everywhere And that's why we've been successful statewide. And we're going to continue that momentum traveling the state. I was just up north recently, meeting folks where they are, raising the funds to make sure we get our message out.
So go and visit everywhere very quickly. This is the ground game of knocking on doors is still very key to Democrats. Is that what I hear?
Absolutely. We have a 72 county plan in place, because the last thing Wisconsinites want is an elected official or politician showing up right before the vote. We've been there the whole time. We continue to listen to folks, because I think being a good party is not just talking, but actually listening to what folks need. It's what makes us better elected officials and a better party. And so we have a 72 county strategy in place so we can actively be a part of a community to make sure we are delivering those results for the people of Wisconsin.
Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Godlewski is first vice chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She also serves as Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Now we turn to Anya Van Wagtendonk, WPR State Capitol reporter. Anya reported on the state Democratic conventions, the speeches yesterday, the convention held over the weekend in Madison. Anya, welcome.
Good morning.
Well, take us to the convention, what you heard out of speeches yesterday. What was the energy like at the convention?
Yeah, you know, I've always heard these conventions kind of described as like a comic con for politics nerds. And so the types of people who, you know, sort of show up at these things are really excited, and especially for the Democrats, as Sarah was just saying, there was a really kind of hopeful energy in the air. There was a lot of talk about a trifecta. I think people are really kind of looking towards November. There's a sense that President Donald Trump is quite unpopular, that this could be a kind of wave election year. And then the campaigns, of course, were all out in force. And so people are really kind of jazzed for their respective candidates. So a lot of kind of excitement from Democrats.
They also held a straw poll of Wisconsin Democrats at the party's state convention. What happened there?
Yeah, so Sarah Rodriguez came out as sort of the front runner for gubernatorial candidates, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, with Francesca Hong kind of close behind. They also looked at potential presidential candidates for 2028, with Pete Buttigieg coming out. Of course, there are no kind of declared Democratic candidates there, but it kind of gives a sense of the types of candidates who are resonating with, again, kind of the most involved, most excited Democratic voters in Wisconsin. And so it's interesting, Sarah Rodriguez hasn't necessarily polled towards the front among general voters, but to see that support from Democrats, I think, could give a little bit of a boost to her campaign.
You mentioned in your story that Representative Francesca Hong seemed to get the most biggest cheers. Polling shows Hong as a front runner. What did she focus on in her speech?
Yeah, she talked about, you know, every single candidate talked about affordability. That's obviously the really big issue of the day. But she talked about she's running as a Democratic socialist, essentially. She's part of the socialist caucus in the legislature. She's a representative from Madison. And so she talked about that in terms of more broad sweeping kind of ways. She said, you know, it's not a slogan, it's a lifestyle. She also called for the end of data centers, which got huge cheers in the room. And so it was interesting. She had some kind of specific platforms that are not necessarily shared by the other Democrats, even though by and large, the candidates do share a lot of the same sort of values and positions. She is taking this more kind of further left approach that we've seen in some other campaigns across the country. And it seemed to really resonate with some of the people in the room.
You know, last month, our show covered the GOP state convention. We talked with Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming after that. These conventions, they're meant to shape the party's priorities for the year. Why should voters pay attention to what happens at these annual gatherings?
Yeah, you know, a lot of what is going on at the conventions, it's revving up sort of the most excited members of a party, in this case Democrats, so that they will go get those regular voters, the type who aren't going to travel to Madison on a beautiful summer weekend to, you know, learn about politics. And so it's kind of a preview of the issues and the messaging that's going to be on display for the next couple of months. And it is true, there's also a lot of kind of granular platform shaping stuff that won't necessarily surprise anyone, or it's kind of granular. But then there's also a lot of engagement with kind of the big issues of the day. And so this year, for example, I was very interested in how they would approach data centers, because that is one of these issues that is hugely on voters' minds, but it doesn't kind of have clear partisan framing just yet. And so there were a lot of votes about how Democrats want to approach it. So they voted to pause and regulate those kinds of developments. And then there was also a debate around a resolution to abolish ICE. And so that's, of course, the other kind of really hot button issue this year. And there was debate about that. And they ultimately passed that resolution. And so that'll be interesting both to see how candidates approach, you know, immigration enforcement in general, and then also how Republicans take that up, right? It gives Republicans an opportunity to say, look at what the Democrats believe in on this particular issue.
All of these campaigns, they need fundraising. They need, you know, the dollars to go into to making sure that they can get their word out. You mentioned in your reporting, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany in his run for governor started TV ads in April. What does the fundraising look like for Democrats on the road to November?
Yeah, it's obviously much more complicated for Democrats because there's seven of them. And so they're all kind of vying for roughly the same pots, right? Mm-hmm. The same types of people who would give to Democrats, whereas Tom Tiffany more or less has the field to himself. He's a presumptive nominee. And so he can kind of go after all of the Republican donors. And so Democrats, especially at a convention like this, they are trying to appeal to primary voters, to primary donors, and really kind of get their name out there to stand out, whether it's on certain issues or certain aspects of their background. Because you're right, there's, you know, there's only two more months till the primary, but that is a real kind of a sprint to get that money and to make sure that you can, if you do hit that finish line and you do succeed, that you still have what it takes to get to November as well.
Anya, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.
That is WPR's State Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk, who covered the Democratic State Party convention over the weekend that was held in Madison. Earlier, we heard from the state party's first vice chair, Sarah Godlewski. They are with us to talk about the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's annual convention and the strategies headed into the midterm election. ¶¶